It is time for our phenology reports. Funding for student phenology provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our phenology talkbacks produced by Charlie Mitchell.
We're going to start today with a report from Michelle Martin. For many of you, you are familiar with Michelle and her class down in Northfield. And this is their concluding report for this year. There is a note attached that I need to read, actually. And it is from Michelle herself. And she says, thank you so much for the opportunity to participate in phenology this year. We had our fifth grade celebration on Saturday, and a graduating senior came back to talk to the fifth graders. She said that the first and most meaningful data set I ever collected was here during our phenology project. She's off to Carleton next year.
Wow.
She must have been paying attention.
No kidding.
Well, here's what the rest of the fifth graders had to observe over the last week or so.
I'm Silas, and I like watching for the Scarlet Tanager.
I'm Oscar, and I like looking for the Orioles.
I'm Theo, and I like looking for indigo bunting.
I'm Henry, and I like watching for the toads.
I'm Philly, and I like looking for the dragonflies.
I'm Annabelle, and I like looking for the first Junco.
I'm Sophie, and I like looking for the first flower bud.
I'm Caroline, and I'm looking for the butterflies.
I'm Ruby, and I like looking for the piebald robin.
I'm Andrew, and I like looking for the sandhill cranes.
I'm Jackson, and I like looking for the deer.
I'm Sebastian, and I like looking for the snow melting.
I'm Anna, and I like looking for the first sinus ring.
I'm Mason, and I love watching for the pollen to fill the air.
I'm Sienna, I love the smell of spring.
I'm Ellen, and I like watching for the last Junco.
I'm Amelie, and I like watching for hummingbirds.
I'm Sahil, and I like watching for hummingbirds, too.
I'm Wyatt, and I like looking for herons.
And I'm Michelle, and I love watching for the bloodroot to emerge.
This has been Prairie Creek, one more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you to all the students who took part in the year of phenology down there at Prairie Creek. I couldn't keep track of all of the things that they liked. There was a nice list of the Oriole, the Scarlet Tanager, the Indigo Bunting, the Piebald Robin, and then dragonflies, butterflies, and I like the one who said, I like looking for the smell of spring. And that is truly kind of a magical moment. All right. Well, thank you so much to our group from Northfield. We're going to start now with our report from Natalie Peterson's class at Justice Page Middle School in Minneapolis.
Hello again from Justice Page Middle School. We're reporting from Miss Natalie's sixth grade class. I'm Greta.
I'm Freya.
I'm Christian.
And I'm Eric.
In our observations this week, we noticed it was very rainy with gnats flying around. We also saw some wild turkey at local parks and lakes.
There were many unique birds that were heard at the Minneapolis Sanctuary, including Baltimore Orioles, American Red Starch, and common Yellow Starch birds.
We also saw cottonwood seeds and trumpeter swans at local lakes.
Thank you so much for listening. This is our last recording for the entire year. Have a wonderful summer.
Thank you, Greta, Freya, Christian, and Eric. Nice report from you guys. Glad that you got through this, and I look forward to hearing from the fifth graders who are going to be sixth graders next year. Gnats flying around. I was up in Grand Marais last Wednesday, and the black flies were noticeable, and I'm pretty happy that we don't live in an area where there are black flies. They are kind of an annoying interval in the springtime, summertime air. They don't frequent this area because we don't have fast-moving water. the gnats or the black flies need fast-moving streams in order to complete their life cycle. So fortunately for those of us in the Grand Rapids area, not many black flies. But I know that, our good friend Joel Rosen down in Mattawa, he's got black flies down there. And up on the shore, there are plenty of black flies. So just know that if you're in an area with moving water, you're likely to have some company in the way of black flies. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Rowan and Madeline reporting from Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of June 1st.
This was a big week for bird sightings, as more and more migrants are arriving, and the birds that are here are busy at our feeders and singing in the mornings.
Some of our new sightings were Savannah sparrows, yellow warblers, black and white warblers, Tennessee warblers, American redstarts, red-eyed vireos, and a warbling vireo.
The Baltimore Orioles have provided a great splash of color as they arrive at our jelly feeders and hummingbird feeders.
We have also been lucky enough to catch a glimpse of some indigo buntings and scarlet tanagers.
We also received a report of an orchard oriole and a red-headed woodpecker, and a classmate saw the first firefly of the year.
One of our classmates was able to get a good look at a leucistic Canada goose, which was primarily white, but there was enough coloration to make identification possible.
We're seeing a lot of wild columbine growing in dry areas and ditches, and several people have found wild geraniums blooming in the woods.
With people spending some weekend time on the lake, we have made a lot more loon sightings this week, including several that are sitting on their nests.
Speaking of nests, our rooftop killdeer have hatched, and there are four young birds that are running around outside our windows, but with both parents present.
We have also seen red fox kits near their den and a group of seven coyote pups running around in a field.
After each rainfall this week, most of our sidewalks and vehicles are coated in a thin layer of yellow pollen, and the red oak catkins have fallen from the trees this week.
American toads have also been a common sighting, and one classmate even watched as a garter snake grabbed a hold of a much larger toad, but the toad eventually won the battle and escaped.
Two different students observed green herons this week, one in a tree and another standing on a shoreline.
We have also seen a group of cormorants and a pelican flying above our lakes, and turkey vultures continue to be a common sight.
One of the best sightings this week have been groups of yellow lady slippers or moccasin flowers.
This is our final report for this school year. Thank you for letting us participate in this program.
Until next year, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you. Thank you, Rowan and Madeline. That was nicely done. Wow, what a list. I started underlining things. Savannah sparrows, yellow warblers, black and white warblers, Tennessee warblers, red starts, red-eyed vireos, warbling vireo, Baltimore Orioles, scarlet tanager, blue indigo bunting, red-headed woodpecker, orchard oriole, whew, and a leucistic Canada goose. And then the first fireflies of the year, columbine, geraniums, a loon still sitting on her nest. I have the same experience at my house. The loon is still sitting on her nest. Their rooftop killdeer have hatched. One of my joys, I think, over the years has been discovering little baby killdeer. They look like a partially toasted marshmallow on stilts. They're like the size of a marshmallow. They got a little brown on them and a lot of white. And they scurry along on these little feet, and their legs are just a blur. And they move so quickly. They're very, very cool. I hope that you all get a chance to, at some point in your lives, see a group of young killdeer. They are hilarious.
And don't forget the student, the phenologist from Little Falls Middle School. Yeah. They have a great phenology page on Instagram.
Where yes.
They have great photos.
So yeah.
I was just looking through that. I was listening to yeah. their report.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
I'm showing him the.
Yeah. She's showing him to me because I don't have Instagram. And probably if I did, I wouldn't go there anyway. So it's pointless. It's kind of like Facebook. I haven't been there in years, and yet I still have a site there. I just don't do that kind of thing very well.
And so they, yeah, look for Little Falls Phenology. If you're on Instagram, they have a link right on their page too to the KEXE Phenology podcast.
Nice. Wonderful. Yeah. They're a great group. And Mr. Caddett is a wonderful teacher. He's just, he's a great artist. You go in his room and his chalkboards are covered with these well-done chalk drawings of birds or plants, and he does them so well. He's just got a touch. I'm envious. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Pete
and Lewis from Highland Catholic School in St. Paul. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center on May 28th through the 30th, sunny skies ruled the day. But on Friday, you could hardly tell because of the haze from the wildfires filled the sky. The high temperature was 76 and the low was 44. One of the highlights of the trip was finding a ginormous water bug during lake bottom organisms. The beast was just shy of 7 inches and nearly spanned the entire bottom of a 5-gallon bucket. We named it Gert of the Lake. During our orienteering race, someone in our group saw a fawn.
A good number of pink lady slippers are blooming in the bog. Near one of the lady slippers, we found a dead muskrat. The bog is not a natural habitat for muskrats, so our guess is that a bird of prey, probably an owl, killed it on the lake and carried it into the bog to eat. There's plenty of poison ivy in the woods, but the mosquitoes and ticks were surprisingly not too bad. On the feeders, we observed a red-headed woodpecker, house finch, chickadees, goldfinch, sparrows, and of course, red and gray squirrels. Our group also saw a hummingbird flying overhead and a red velvet mite on the path. A Long Lake naturalist reported seeing a painted turtle laying her eggs. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was Pete and Lewis. And the thing that caught my eye was the water bug, the giant water bug, 7 inches. That is huge. I've seen them three and a half inches, but twice that size. Oh, my God. Frightening. Yeah. And a fawn, pink lady slippers are blooming. I wouldn't be at all surprised that you could find some in a bog or on a sandy soil site near you right now. Poison ivy is definitely doing real well. I was wading in it yesterday. Hopefully I didn't catch any of it. Mosquitoes and ticks are not too bad. Ticks at my house are pretty noticeable, but the mosquitoes are surprisingly light this year, and I'm grateful for that. The red velvet mite, I don't know if you've seen one of these, but they're tiny. But they are red. They really shine, I'll tell you. If you come across one, you'll know it when you see it. So next up is a report from our good friends Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe, who teach over at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of May 24th, 2025. My name is Marcus, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Miss Rolfe's neighbor noticed on Sunday, May 25th, that she has a female scarlet tanager feeding at her bird feeder, now along with the male scarlet tanager she saw a week ago. Teddy spotted a northern cardinal at his house on Friday the 23rd. On May 27th, Tanner saw a black burr, Ian Warbler, at the school forest. Also on Tuesday, Miss Rademacher's class saw 2 eastern bluebirds in front of the school. On Wednesday, Miss Rollo's class saw the bluebirds by one of the nesting boxes, and one of them was carrying nesting materials. Tobias heard the first veery in their backyard on Wednesday, May 28th. On Thursday, May 29th, Miss Urban heard a catbird singing by the back parking lot as she arrived at school. On May 28th, while Miss Rolfe's class was out on the nature trail, they all noticed that the gnats were out in full force. On Thursday, May 29th, Isabel saw a spider's egg sac laying by shelter too, on one of the wood benches. On Tuesday, May 27th, the preschoolers found lots of flowering plants in the forest, including yellow violet, wood anemone, tall bluebell, Carolina spring beauty, wild ginger, blue violet. And also on Tuesday, Miss Rolfe saw that the common milkweed had sprouted and the apple trees had bloomed. May 28th, Miss Rolfe's class saw several wild strawberries were starting to blossom and the hawthorn tree near the school bridge was also blossoming. The preschoolers found a blooming trillium. This concludes the phonology report for this school year. Have a great summer and be observant.
Thank you, Marcus. Boy, next year you will be free of this obligation, but I'll bet you'll miss it because it's a lot of fun getting out and looking at all of these different things. And look at the things that they found up there. Scarlet tanager, northern cardinal, black Bernian warbler, rose-breasted grosbeak, eastern bluebirds, and the bluebirds taking nesting materials to one of their boxes. How exciting is that? Veeries, catbirds, and of course, what's summer without gnats? And a spider egg sack. Yeah, that's always fun. I had one in my outhouse a few years ago, and about 500 little baby spiders crawled out. I couldn't have been happier. Felt like a proud parent. Yellow violets, wood anemone, tall bluebell, Carolina spring beauties, wild ginger, apple trees in flower, strawberries. Oh, man, just everything going on. It's really an exciting time of year to be outside. Our next report comes from Lori Lagergren's class at St. Joe's Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
My name is Mrs. Lagergren, and Mr. John Latimer has been visiting our classroom each week. This is what the sixth graders at St. Joseph's School have learned this year.
My name is Lainey, and I learned that ostrich fern has leaves that look like celery.
My name is Annika, and I learned that voles' feet glows in ultraviolet light.
My name is Leo, and not all coniferous trees are pines.
My name is Gavin, and I learned that ants taste like Sour Patch Kids.
My name is Sophia, and white pines have five needles.
My name is Xavier, and I learned that if a spider tries to bite you, it's like biting a board.
My name is Brayden, and I learned that red pines have two needles.
My name is Henry, and I learned that voles are smaller than mice.
My name is Tristan, and I learned that phenology is the study of plants and animals throughout the seasons.
My name is Violet, and I learned that trees can be male, female, or both.
My name is Blake, and I learned that sedges have edges.
My name is Julia, and I learned there is always a spider within 6 feet of you.
My name is Finley, and I learned that tansy is invasive.
My name is Lauren, and I learned that sugar maple leaves don't have teeth. They rot and off.
My name is Daisy, and I learned that interrupted fern has white hair all over it, and Lainey fern has hairy legs with hair on their stem.
My name is Graham, and I learned that if you eat enough of interrupted fern, it can give you cancer.
My name is William, and I learned that woodpeckers have a unique flying pattern.
Thank you, Mr. John!
Yeah, you're welcome, you little snots. Yeah, you are a great bunch of kids. I enjoyed every day I got to go out with you. And Gavin, you and I, buddy, we definitely went for those ants. Gavin and I, when he found out that they tasted like Sour Patch Kids, I thought he was going to eat the whole pile. I was like, nope, better slow down there, Gavin. Make one be enough. They listed all of the things that they'd learned and many, many, many more. And I want to commend all of them for the great time that we had together. It was always fun visiting with them, and they are really a nice bunch of kids. And I'm sorry that they're moving on, but you know, there'll be another class of sixth graders next year, and we'll start it all over again.
That is something that Mr. John over there, Latimer, does after he's on phonology. He was generally heading to schools to meet with classrooms. Charlie Mitchell also meeting with classrooms in the Twin Cities, or John takes road trips. You've probably been to most of the schools that have had reports come in, right?
I have indeed. Yeah. I try to visit every one of them at least once, maybe twice a year. Give them a little bit of encouragement, and maybe just take them out and show them some things and get them started. It's a lot of fun. We have a couple more reports that we can get to that would be probably interesting to hear. Our next report comes from our phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell, and she lives near Marine on St. Croix.
Good morning, John and Heidi. This is Charlie reporting from Marine on St. Croix.
Although we had some smoke over the weekend, it wasn't quite as bad as you guys had it up north. So I was still able to get out canoeing, despite my fears about the smoke. And taking the risk really paid off. We got to see some red-headed woodpeckers, not red-bellied, but red-headed woodpeckers, on one of the islands in the middle of the river. It was an adult and what I presume was its mate flying around out there. So I know they prefer golf courses, you know, open areas with a few little trees. And it seemed like that middle of the river island, which does have some trees and then a lot of open kind of rush meadows, they seem to be happy there. So I hope they're doing well. I hope they have some offspring that are successful. It was really fun to see those. I've never seen them in Minnesota before, although I know they're here. Other things of note, I got to see a hatchling painted turtle. It was just up on the bank of the river, basking its tiny little quarter-sized self. And on the other side of the turtle size spectrum, we saw a gigantic female softshell turtle in a backwater. There's a lot of seaweed kind of floating at the surface of this backwater, and it had clearly kind of swum up and rested on top of all that floating vegetation to kind of sun in the little pocket of warm water that was right there. And as we canoed by, it made this big swish, and we got to see it kind of forcing its way through the seaweed and swimming away. So that was fun to see. In plant news, we have some Solomon seals flowering. There are some dogwoods flowering. I would tell you what species, but I'm not entirely sure. The Virginia waterleaf is still flowering quite a bit. We've seen some hummingbirds coming and going from those ones. And it is just green and lush and a delight to be outside. So I hope you guys are having a good morning, and I will talk to you soon. This is Charlie Mitchell going hither and thither on the St. Croix River.
Hither and thither. I like that. Charlie, you had a nice list of things. A red-headed woodpecker. Wow. Two sightings already today. That is phenomenal. The hatchling turtle, quarter-sized, and the gigantic female softshell turtle. The softshell turtle is always, it's either on the St. Croix or the Mississippi. You will not see it out on a lake near you. You're going to have to go to the Mississippi River to see it. And I don't know if it gets any further north than Grand Rapids. There's a couple of dams that might prevent it from getting there. But if I were spending time on the river, I would certainly look for those lovely, thin, soft-shell turtles. They really are quite, they don't have a lot of depth between their plastron and their carapace. They can get quite wide, but not very deep. Solomon seal, dogwoods flowering, Virginia waterleaf, hummingbirds coming and going, green lush, and a delight to be outside. Thank you, Charlie. Always nice to hear from you.
We always love to hear from you. You can text us at 218-326-1234. Lots of people texting in today, including our next person. But Jody from Duluth says starflower and dandelion are her favorite, and violets too.
Yeah.
She started off saying, good morning, John and Heidi. Husband Rob, this is Rob Marone, took a hike with our pup Sage, who turned 5 yesterday. He sent lots of flower pictures, including trillium. I'm assuming because we're a bit more south. We got a lot of trillium at our place.
Yeah. Is it still blooming?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Mine has come and gone. Hmm. But Duluth, it's astonishing. I was in Grand Marais on Wednesday last week, and we were up above the hill, and everything was leafed out and just looking, you know, normal. And you drove down to the lake, and the birch trees were just little green buds, and all of the trees at lake level were 3 weeks behind everything else that's around them. Yeah, it's a pretty astonishing bit of place to do phenology. We heard from Ron Abato, who lives near Wabana, and he wrote in to say, I know we had a cold spell, but I still have a few apple trees, lilacs, and Arnold reds, all of which attract pollinators and butterflies in droves. Two of the Arnold reds are right outside a window where my computer and printer are. They have been blooming for at least 1.5 weeks, and I have not seen hardly any pollinators, only about 3 bumblebees. I've been outside preparing garden beds during this week, so it is easy to observe the lack of pollinators. I have not compared notes with gardening friends yet, but I thought observations this year compared to other years were very unusual. Ron, I can only agree with you. I had the same experience. I was astonished because last year and in other years, if you stood under one of my apple trees in the season, it would just be alive with the hum of insects. And it was bumblebees and wasps and flower flies, and just everybody was there moving pollen from one flower to another. What I have noticed, and Ron, I'm hoping that you'll get out and check your apple trees in the next few weeks, because I don't know, my apple trees haven't really set fruit yet so that you could see them, but my pin cherry and my Juneberry both have set fruits, lots of them. And I don't know who did the pollinating or when they did it, because I didn't really see or hear them, but somebody's doing the work, and there are fruits that are going to be ripening through the summer. So I'll be excited to see what comes from that. If you have observations about lack of pollinators, check and see what kind of fruits develop. Usually the pollinators are working well, Juneberry, Pincherry, Chokecherry, Wild Plum, any of the apple trees, check them all. Walk by and just look at the base where the flower has been. You should see some swelling there, some development of fruit. And if you do, let me know, because somebody was working overtime or working nights or something. I don't know. I didn't see them. I didn't hear them. But I have the fruits to prove that they were there, so I'd be curious.